Righto, before we get into it today, I'd just like to thank the blokes and ladies that keep the lights on here, our sponsors.
Better Beer, Jogging a Can, Winning a Tin, The Athlete's Choice. Look, no matter what sort of beer you drink, they've got you covered. Go check out their whole range.
Country Trucker Caps for keeping our domes out of the sun with all their deadly designs.
TikTok Nutrition for keeping our bodies filled with the good stuff.
SP Tools for giving us the best tools for all our projects at home and on the work site.
And the True Blue Aussie Bookie Blue Bet.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
Yo, get ready for the biggest week of your fucking lives, people.
Fucking oh, it's here to give the everyday battler a voice. Delete head noise one laugh at a time. Guys, if you're going to have a beer, make it a better beer. Jogging a Can, Winning a Tin, The Athlete's Choice. Fucking after this weekend, oh. I will be giving them an absolute seeing to.
Saturday night.
Tasty.
Yeah. Yeah, as soon as the final bell dings, I'm into it. Fucking proper. I think
upper big papa.
I think I'll be sitting ringside with my foe, watching little people fight, which I'm very excited for. Right, just elephant in the room. Let's address it, guys. This is the last time we'll be sitting here yarning before the big dance goes down on the weekend. Holy fuck! What a lead up. It's crunch time. This has been going on for a fucking long time.
A very long time,
hasn't it? Like, when was it? When did it even kick off? Fucking last year, Quinn.
Oh, that's right. Remember last week we were talking about this?
Oh, yeah.
Bit of trivia for the trendsetters.
Mm.
100 episodes ago, a crackhead crashed into the power pole down the street, and we did the podcast out of my lounge room.
Yep.
Yep.
And that is the week in July, early, where I think, like, after Knuckler called in.
Yep.
So, yeah.
How fucking wild's that?
Like, 3/4 of a year
kind
of, since the whole thing idea kind of formed, I guess.
Yeah, fucking nice. And here we are. And mate, to be honest with you, like, regardless of the result, I'm fucking keen as to get in there and test myself. But just physically, me, like, fitness wise, I've had a win already.
Yeah,
like, as in just how I'm feeling and how I've the fittest I've ever felt. You know, and I think all of us have taken a good turn on that mentally.
Fuck no.
Nah. But, you know, afterwards, that's when the euphoria will come in of like, fucking thank fuck that's done. But before then, we got some work to do, boys. Get in there. What I got to remember is, which I've been trying to remind myself, is stop and really take in this weekend.
Yeah.
Like, as in when you're there and looking at all the people, when you're about to walk out or even walking out or being in there, like, just – because for me, man, this isn't just like a thing where I'm signing the next contract after the fight. Like, this is a get in there, test myself, sail off into the sunset, probably park up on the commentary team next card. I think it's important for everyone who is involved to really go, holy fuck, this is pretty special what we're doing at the moment, you know. But I just thought it'd be a good time to go through the card and give our predictions, because we've sort of talked about it a bit before, but I reckon we go and have a bit of a look, see what we're feeling. So obviously, to kick the night off, we got Quinno and Moose.
Mm.
Now, it's hard, don't want to give too much away, but I'm super proud of what we've seen the big fella behind the desk here.
I'm wearing scars on my face right now from Quinno yesterday, I'm back on Quinno.
Mm.
Oh, no, thank you.
So just seeing him since he started working out, the weight he's dropped and the fire that's been lit in his belly in the last sort of 3 to 4 weeks of sparring, mate, I'm very excited to see you get in there.
Let's not jinx each other.
And I'll be – nah, I'm just fucking saying I'm proud of him. And keen to see you, mate. I'll be backing you, so –
I'm confident enough that I won't look silly in there. You know what I mean?
Nah.
Give it a good crack.
That's the mindset that I've had, you know. Like, there are a lot of people spending their hard-earned to come, and I don't want to look like a dickhead. Still don't know what my opponent looks like, but I'm confident that I've got that fitness in me and to do something, at least.
Yeah, fucking oath, mate. So, yeah, I'll be behind you there, mate.
Yeah.
Then we got Darcy from BBB versus Jace from the Reggies. So, I don't know. I just reckon the big red – Big Red. Like we said, it's hard not, you don't want to give too much away, obviously, from the people we've been working with, but yeah. I'll be back in the red, man.
Yeah, yeah. I think so as well, mate.
What about you, Quinner?
Yeah, I think so. Just be careful because Das is fast too.
Mm.
Just been pounding pavement recently, but...
Oh, yeah. The boys have been training.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking oath. Righto, Jace. Seven men all in blindfolded bout. This is just going to be fucking wild.
Yeah, yeah. Who knows what that's going to be? Someone might get clipped.
I think that's good, though. Like we've done this card, is a couple of fights and then there's a novelty fight. So a bit of fun to just mix it up, you know, in case, let's be honest, none of us are fucking pro boxers here. So, you know, there's a couple of lackluster fights. You've got something entertaining to fire it up. After that, we got the first tag team fight of the evening. So we got Almost a Man, the boys from up north, the Queenslanders, versus the Daily Blue News, the boys from down south. What are you thinking? See, this is a hard one because I know I've seen the weight.
We've sparred the boys down south. So.
Yeah, but I've seen the weight drop off the lads just in clips from up north, and I haven't seen much of them.
Yeah.
So it's a fucking hard one here.
I think it'll definitely be one of the really good fights because they've both been going really hard.
And the boys up north have a really big size advantage, I think, on them. But I'm not taking that into account because I'm hoping I can fucking flip that script as well.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the boys that I've seen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The Bluey boys?
Yeah. I'm also backing them, yeah.
I'm going to tip Almost a Man. I just can't tip a Blues against Blues against Queensland, man. Fuck New South Wales. But, look, I hope they both go well, the boys.
Yeah.
And they can give Dad a proud kiss after. But, I've got to back the Queenslanders. Righto, then we have fucking Cam himself versus Gibbo. How we feeling, big horse?
Feeling good, mate.
Yep. I think we've all improved, so it'll be good to see you in there.
Yep, yep.
Can you get it done? I'm tipping Cam, obviously, here.
Right, obviously.
Yeah.
Back our boy.
Then we have Molly versus Ava, the second novelty fight, I suppose, but the girls are going to be hooking in. They'll be in lingerie, ready to rip in, the girls.
Well, I haven't really gone and fucking done any homework.
Neither have I. Okay, I don't know who to tip here. Which name would you like out of Molly and Ava?
Oh, I like Ava.
Yeah, righto. So we're going Ava?
Yeah.
Righto. Shout out to Ava. Righto.
So it goes with the ABC, first letter of the alphabet.
Yeah. Then we got Lukey from Levels and Michael from Cast Patrol.
Molly does sound a bit like a wild name, but...
Yeah, there's been a few wild nights on the Molly for people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So maybe Molly's got a bit of fire in her.
Yeah.
Might be a bit weird.
Don't know.
It's fucking who knows, mate. Then we got Lukey from Levels versus Michael from Cast Patrol. Lukey's been an outsider here on the betting market, paying about $2. I've got to tip him. I don't know much about Michael from Cast Patrol.
Yeah.
So I've got to tip me boy. Got to tip Lukey from Levels.
Agreed.
Then it's me and Klutz in there. So all I can go on is I could not have done anything more to get me ready for this thing. I wish it was today, right now.
I think we're backing you, mate.
Yeah, thanks, mate. And look, I'm not taking it lightly either. Like, I think Klutz has been training. It's not like I've just think that he's been doing nothing. I know the boys have been working.
Yeah.
I just think it'll be a speed and skill versus big punch knockout. So I just got to dodge that sledgehammer, bro.
I think think, like, out of us, you've got the most on.
Yeah, a bit on there, but you know.
Fitness is phenomenal, mate.
But that's what it's all about. We just got to fucking get in there and have a crack.
Fucking oath.
And then, boys, this one will get the crowd up and about. If Lukey and Michael and me and Klutz don't perform, then, mate, this next one, the ant weight bout. The one you've all been waiting for. So that'll be good. We got Shane the Train. I think Schwarzenegger was his previous name. I don't know if he still is. But Shane the Train versus Sean the Whip. The boys have been lipping. Now, originally we thought this, we didn't know how serious the boys are. They've been training, mate. Shane the Train has just been fucking...
Hooking in
and putting his content up as well. The boys are serious.
Yeah, a bit of small talk getting around.
Yeah. That's right. So they're keen to get into it. That's exciting. And this next one, boys, this is a fight that I'm genuinely keen to watch. It's Groper versus Jarchi.
This will be, definitely up there.
This will be good. I can't comment on what I've seen of Jarchi because obviously I don't live in dad kissing country. But... I've seen Groper and I'm backing him.
Yep.
Back in the big man.
Same.
So let's go, brother. And then obviously to finish it off, Knuckles and Brizey versus Marty and Michael, the tag team fight. What are we thinking?
Obviously, I'm backing Brizey.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, I got to back the boys, Knuckles and Brizey.
Yeah.
Obviously, Brizey's a weapon. Knuckles, I don't know if he's had a spare chance to train, but I think he'll do his job. I think Marty
he's got an all right ride on him, I reckon. If he catches the old Knuckles, you might be in a bit of trouble.
Yeah, fucking up. But at least he's got that tag team, you know.
That's right.
Short bursts of energy. Marty and Michael, though, wouldn't slouch on the boys.
No, do not.
They've been fucking working.
They can probably take more pain than anyone on this card, I reckon.
And they've been with Darcy Klutz working out of Nitro Boxing with Isaac Hardman and those boys.
Yeah.
So that's the thing you got to remember. They've been getting trained by fucking good people.
Yeah.
So she'll all be happening. That's the card there, though, guys. Super keen to be a part of it. And, yeah, I'm keen to see the walkout songs.
Yeah, it'd be a good laugh.
To see what sort of people have picked and
done. I think there's a few divas that have changed them around a few times.
Oh, has there?
Yeah.
Been thinking about it. Oh, mate, I picked mine, got it done and fucking put it in. I'm not going to lie, I haven't thought about things that would have been cool since, but I've just gone, well.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Same.
That'll do, you know.
I still might, no, kidding.
But, yeah, there's been some iconic walkouts over the years, though, haven't there? Like, it really sets the scene, I think.
Oh, fucking oath.
Some of McGregor's ones when he had that Irish chick singing back in the day was super cool and just...
Did you see Craig Jones on the weekend with Fortunate Son?
Oh,
true. Over in Dubai.
What's going on?
It's fucking prime.
It's just fucking hooking in, isn't it? What about... what's your thoughts on semen retention, boys?
Yeah, I don't know.
Can we look up if it's actually, like, is there any evidence? Before. Because I wanted to ask you, Cam, like, as a man who indulges in semen unretention.
Can I tell you something, honestly? I haven't had a pull in the last 3 days, and I'm actually worried because I'm normally a twice-a-day bloke.
So are you...
without extras.
Without extras. So that's tonight's effort.
Yeah.
3 days. So what's it saying there?
So imagine if I keep this going.
Usually a boxer who's been in hard...
That's rest, not...
Oh.
Well, I won't be able to keep it going. I'll be fucking spot well in me jocks.
Sex before a fight. Weakens your energy. Leaves you tired. Weakens your legs. Drains your energy. Decreases aggression. Reduces testosterone.
Jesus.
And then there's confusing arguments. Sex before a fight relaxes the athlete, relaxes tension, increases
positivity,
focus, releases more testosterone, potentially increasing performance, can boost your performance psychologically.
What the fuck?
So these guys who are talking about retention is the go, I wonder how far out they're talking, because...
I believe that...
Here we go.
I think you shouldn't pull yourself before a fight.
You shouldn't?
Or have sex, no.
Oh, how far out?
2 days.
Okay.
That'd be just because I'm an addict.
Mm.
But what do you think?
Oh, I don't know. That's
I like the clear head part, but, you know,
building
boys,
up that.
Boys and girls, I don't know if it works for them, but you get tired after you knock one away.
A lot of people saying, yeah, reduces aggression. So
well,
you might
it
not
does
do
make
that.
Sense. Like, you think when your toe is a Roman, like as in when you're coming home from a round out at work,
that's
you might
true.
Have pulled yourself, but you might have had a few days off and you just got that in your mind and you're up and about and you're...
yeah.
Like a fucking old stallion.
Just ready to gnaw.
It just doesn't work out with, like, normally you'd be pumped about going away for the weekend without the kids. Like, Beck and I flying down on Thursday, got the room to ourselves, and I've got to be like, get out of it. Get out. Gone.
Yeah.
Gone. But I think I might retain it. Are you going to retain?
Well, I'm 3 days in now, I think.
Oh, you're not going to last till then. You will spot. You'll lay a full bead.
Yeah. Fulfill it.
Can't you? You will need a grinding disc, not a flapper wheel to unstick your jocks if you don't.
Yeah.
So you can knock the top off it and then just build it from Thursday.
No, I'm going down tomorrow.
Well, that's what I mean.
Nah, you fucking...
Knock the top off it for a couple of days.
Yeah, yeah.
Top off.
See what happens.
Yeah, right. We'll have to...
I'll let you know.
Yeah, yeah. We'll touch in after fight night.
I want to see if I can get me washing done down there, so they'll be peeling me jocks back off me.
Talking about washing. Talking about washing. Do you know what? Last night when we had that fucker of a storm, like, it was full on.
I think Calliope got a fuckload more than we did.
Oh, bro.
Because everyone texted me, how's the dam looking? And I said, shit. I said, it's all Calliope.
We got absolutely pounded. And when I was looking out the window last night, do you know what I thought? Thank fuck for undercover events.
Yep.
Thank fuck. As in, if it pisses down that Saturday, all good.
All good.
Get inside the
venue. Both venues.
That's right. Both venues. But, yeah. Guys, we had a meeting this morning with the one and only Cassidy, and she has some points that we want to tell you guys. This is the last time we'll be talking to you before the fucking event goes down.
So listen up. Open your fucking ears, cunts.
Yeah, open your ears. So fight update from Cass. So we teased to you that there will be a third person commentating with Hello Sport. That will be the one and only Danny Green. So we have a boxer and a fucking good one that's going to be sharing his bit of knowledge and commentating through the night, which I think is a great fit. You got two of the best dribblers the cuff in the game, and then you got someone who's a good talker as well as actually knowing the sport, which I think's good.
Yep.
Getting a boxer involved. The press conference, guys, will be getting streamed on YouTube. So 5 p.m. is when it starts. If you're going live, it'll be Broadbeach Cats Football Club, the AFL club there. The bar will be running if you're going to go live, so you can come down, have a tin. And the YouTube, so youtube.com/@alphaeventsptylTD. So go and subscribe to that YouTube channel. Yep. That's where it'll be getting live streamed, guys. So where you can watch it. If you want to watch the build-up and stuff the day before, that's where it's happening. The actual fight night, gates open at 3 p.m. for a 4 p.m. sharp start. That's where it'll be going live. And the pay-per-view is accessible worldwide for $30 Australian. That is at livecombatsports.com.au. You can Chromecast to your TV or use a HDMI cord. All those commonly asked questions is fine. And the event actually starts live on the pay-per-view at 4:30.
Yep.
It's just the proceedings and that in the venue that start at 4. If you're coming live, guys, please have your tickets with you. It can be on your phone or paper as long as the barcode is there. You can get your wristband for the after party at the boxing event, the registration desk on the first floor with your ID. And as far as the after party goes, guys, wear some shoes. Other than that, the after party doesn't really have a dress code. But just remember, the casino has their own rules once you leave the after party.
That's so
if
right.
you just duck out to go and put a bet on or something, that's nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
So other than that, guys.
Guys, go and follow the Alpha Events Instagram page, yeah. please, because we are not answering any questions on Alpha Blokes podcast about this event anymore. We're over it. So yeah. any updates or anything you want to message and try get an answer on, try Alpha Events.
Yeah, Alpha Events Co. on Instagram. That'll That's have all the updates I just read. It's pretty much all on there.
Yep.
But, yeah, after these couple of days, we've put in the work to have everything loaded. We're getting ready for fight night. So all the people will be in the right areas to answer questions. Can I just say with the pay-per-view as well, it is an internet streaming service. So if you have dog shit internet, I would recommend you going to a place that has decent internet to watch it, okay? If you have shit internet, don't fucking try and stream it and then blow up. If you try and stream everything, you know, you got to have good connection. So try and make sure you got a good internet connection and there should be no dramas. We've spent a lot of coin and done a lot of planning to make sure this pay-per-view goes well. So do yourself a favor and have good internet.
If you're flat out on Saturday too, you can watch it on Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. So once you buy it, it'll be available to watch
the
next day and stuff like that. Oh, I think that's it, boys, isn't it?
Yep.
For the fight night.
That's more information than any UFC has given us about going to an event.
That's right. So there you go. Like we said, go follow the page, register the YouTube if you want to watch, and get ready for a fucking
Ripper weekend,
guys. Like we said, we're not going to promise the best quality boxing, but we're going to fucking promise entertainment.
Fucking
that's what it's all about. Boys, how's the weekend?
Good. Just getting everything organized for this week.
I think I've shaved a few years off my life through stress.
Yep.
Had a couple of wild days there putting out spot fires.
Yep. I definitely Couldn't help myself. Had to have a fucking red wine.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bottle or two.
A bottle or two?
Yeah.
Oh, well, isn't that the best piss to drink? Is that the most healthiest drink?
Well, I don't want to be drinking beer, which I still was guilty of having a beer yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think wine's still high in calories, but.
I feel if you're not.
Like just talking like bloating.
Yeah, I get you. I did know this, so it is good for heart health because it helps reduce the risk of plaque buildup.
Well, you've got the fucking healthiest heart on site.
Yeah. Maybe not when you're fucking
cardiovascular. It's going to kill Gibbo.
He drinks red too.
Yeah, he does.
These are both piss heads, I think.
Yeah.
I think, but this is my thing now, Cam. If you haven't stopped drinking yet.
Nah, I don't think I'm going to bother.
Well, Garcia didn't.
Nah, fuck apparently.
No. Yeah, so you reckon you just keep having a couple here and there, bros?
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah. Nah, good on you, mate.
On your own race, bro.
Yeah, fuck it. That's the go, bro.
I don't think it's going to change anything of my performance.
No, not now.
No.
I don't think. I don't think so.
But hopefully we'll see a good result.
Mm. Have you been any particular red you've been indulging in?
Just a sucker for that Cali Red. And
can we look that up?
And what's that little Wombat? Little Wombat, is it or something?
Oh, yeah. That's a good brand, too.
Is it?
Cali Red by the Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Is it?
You should see see the Daddies, and it's only been like 3 weeks.
Remember Dead Soldiers?
Yeah.
We drank this during Cooking with Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Cali Red.
Oh, yeah, we did. That was pretty good.
And that little Wombat one's pretty good.
Little Wombat. Wait, what's
I actually got the port of it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. That's like heroin and wine.
I actually might have had a sip of that last night, too.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, Little Giant.
Yeah.
Little Giant, that's it.
I enjoy it, too.
What's that? Oh, was I going to give an update on Quino? Tez.
Oh, yeah.
Give people an update on Tez, because I thought he died.
Yeah, we can do that. Reliable source, hopefully, who lives in the same area as Tez. Big fella has had surgery. Mm. And he can't drink for a month. That's probably why he's not uploading.
Do you know what? He'll probably die. Imagine, like, because they have, because, like,
yeah, you get the shakes up, yeah.
This is just me assuming, but if you drink a bottle of tequila a night, you're probably a functioning alcoholic.
Yep.
Which I'm not judging.
No.
I'm just saying. But, like, I've seen some videos of people coming off of alcohol before, man, where their hands are, like, shaking and they've had a drink of alcohol and they start to calm.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I hope the big fella isn't struggling too much and staying off the piss.
I think if you work all day and you're just getting into it at night like that, you're probably right. But
maybe. I do think if you are, like, an actual alcoholic, like, you can't go teetotal straight away.
Remember old mate in Canada and he had to, like, get up in the middle of the night and have a shot? And at Two Hills?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was a weapon.
So, like, when you have to get up and have a shot because you're waking up shaking, that's fucking full on.
Yeah, bit drama there.
Bit on there, fella. Yeah. Guys, still had a great weekend, though, after that bit of a stressful thing for me. The gears are moving with the new place. The brand new studio is going to be filthy. Fun things are happening. We want to capture the build and bring you guys along with us. So, we've done a bit of a look through. We've got some people in. Obviously, it's going to be a big process and one that we keep gradually building on, but we want to keep you guys updated with it. So stuff on Patreon and vlogs and shit. How's the vlogs coming along, Quino?
Good. Meat stock's looking good. The chunky bits are done.
Yeah.
That disguise bit's so good.
Oh.
I've been really putting some polish into that, so that's really good.
Yeah. When I get through the crowd and like I said, I proper indulge myself in a yarn with three cunts.
Yeah.
And I had no idea who I was.
Yeah.
It was fucking great.
And then we've got a couple of our trips planned for May.
Mm.
And we've also, Danny Grant stuff. We've got heaps in the bank ready to edit. So
yeah, that's right. So
good
I think
time
after,
to be a patron.
That's right. I think after this fight night, so probably early next month is going to be the big meat stock vlog. And then we'll just keep hitting you with the stuff that we do and any trips we go away on. Film it. Keep you updated. That's what it's all about.
Fucking
I. Fucking loving how that is, and I can't thank you enough for supporting us on there.
Mm. Yeah, just,
that's what's keeping us fucking putting more and more effort into it. Mm. So thank you very much. Guys, what did you get up to, Quino, on the weekend?
I did take Saturday off because I was just, you know, as we all are, just stressed.
Mm.
But, and then Sunday we had our last session.
Yeah.
And then, just did a little few bits and pieces, played some pool at home.
Yeah.
Home in me snooker, boys.
Do you know what I'm keen for? Like, I've been working that hard, pretty much training every day.
Yeah.
This week leading up to actually let your body rest.
Yeah.
And not like eat shit food and that, but just rest, recover. Like we're going out to yours, the Sav Cam, ice baths and sauna and that, just to get the body feeling good. I'm really keen to do that
for a
week, which I think is pretty important. You know?
That's right. You don't want to train way too much and then you're not even fresh.
Nah, you just want to be fully recovered, ready to rumble on fight night. So I'm keen on that. What else did you get up to, Big Fella?
I just had a barbecue down at East Shores yesterday. Mia down. Cass didn't come down.
Yeah,
she had a bit of rest for her busy week coming up.
Yeah.
What else? Yeah, we just pretty much went and looked at the studio and did a bit of sparring yesterday morning.
Yeah, last session, eh?
Packing bags, buying luggage bags.
Yeah, it's all happening, eh?
Yeah.
I got down to watch a young fella play soccer
on
Saturday, which is always good, man, eh? Just getting in there, and it's always at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning, so...
Fuck yeah.
Get amongst it and watch them all run around. And then, literally watch some footy, fucking had a punt. It was one of those weekends where I just proper unwound, like just sat down, didn't drink or anything like that, but just fucking... had a chilled one to relax the body and shit like that.
Yeah.
Hopefully get some mowing done this week. You guys going down tomorrow, freeze up Wednesday for me, so I'll probably do all that shit on Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm going to try to do it this half.
Yeah. There was something I wanted to bring up, though. It's family dog's eyes, family pies. Do you know those pie drives
that get done?
Mate, it's like such an underrated thing that you never think about until your kid has a pie drive.
Yeah.
Like we've got a heap of them in the freezer, man. I did one the other day for dinner. Fuck, it was good.
I just hate those steak and kidneys.
Oh, me too, man.
The old boy, I was so excited. He goes, I went and bought these ones from the pie drive the other day. Drops them over, the steak and kidney. I'm like, I'll give it a go. It's been a few years. It's still rank. But there's people that just froth them, eh?
I just go, because I saw some too, and I went, why'd we get steak and kidney? And I think Beck's mum got some.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, thank fuck, because I just go, if you're going to think of anything to put in a dog's eye, you know, you got the mince, you got chunky steak, you got cheese, I'm salivating. You've got bacon, you got mushrooms, you got onion, even a bit of tomato.
Chicken leek.
Chicken. Kidney! Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Kidney. Oh.
You've been kidding me.
Let's put some heart in there too.
Yeah.
Stop it. You've done so well. Inventors of pies without putting organs in.
Where did it come from?
I don't know, it's a
European thing.
Yeah, let's have a guess. Surely UK.
I think it's just the making the most of everything, not wanting to waste stuff, right?
Yeah.
But I just go, I think I've just been a bit protected.
Eating kidneys meant to be good for you.
Oh, so is fucking not drinking piss.
Popular British dish.
British.
History.
Now, I've got to admit something here. It's not like I can even tell you what the texture or taste of a kidney is. I'm just not interested, man.
Yeah, I can definitely tell you.
Shit.
Yeah.
What is it? Like, what's the taste
just
of it?
Just strong, man.
Yeah, right.
It just feels foreign. Like, so if you grew up on it, you wouldn't even know.
So, have you got told, though, that this is just a normal pie and you hoed into it hungry as, would you notice it?
I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's when I think something's obviously pretty powerful. If you don't know...
You'd stop and go, what the fuck you done to this?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Some people might not agree with me, but that's just my views.
Hey, and if people like this, sweet, but I just think, fuck.
Yeah, 19th century from the UK.
Britain. Yeah.
What does kids... what does beef kidney taste like?
What does it...
Oh, what's...
what does it taste like? See what it reckons. Earthy, gamey flavour. Ooh, yum. Put that in my pie.
Yeah, gamey's definitely.
Slice them in half, remove any fat, dust them with pepper spray. Yeah.
Like, you may as well have a nut pie. Like, have a testicle pie.
Kimberley oyster pie.
But anyway, I'm pumped because they're in the freezer. I haven't been eating them heaps lately, obviously trying to eat pretty clean. But great stuff. Big fan of them. And thought I don't think I've ever got one other than the pie drive thing. Is it just a bakery item that you go get?
I don't know. I don't know if I've seen it before.
Steak and kidney pie.
No, just family pies.
Oh, yeah.
I think that mob down here near the feed barn does the family pies.
Yeah. Because you just don't think of it, do you?
No.
But, yeah.
I think they always taste better than a smaller one, too.
It's good stuff. Especially when you got a decent sized family on you. Like,
and they're good to knock a bit of a side on, a bit of smashed potato to the side of it.
Yeah, veggies with it. Like, you can proper use that as your, like, meat portion. of your meal?
I want to do a beef Wellington one day. I haven't done it yet. One yet?
Haven't you?
No.
Neither have I. I think it'd be pretty cool. That's when you do the big roast meat and you have the pastry on the outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That'd be nice.
I wonder if you could smoke it first and then wrap it in pastry.
Ooh.
Nice.
Well, maybe. Don't know.
I just don't want to overcook it with the pastry trying to get to, yeah.
Mm. Hey, in between this cooking and the actual cooking with daddy thing, I've got to rip a little segment here, guys. So, do you know off the back of the rooftop tent yarn? It was just one of those ones that Quino clipped up, everyday thing, and it actually got a fair bit of traction online. So people must have related to me having me little rooftop tent fuck up. And mine wasn't even bad. It was just parking it on a hill, sliding down, being too pissed. And, mate, in the comments, there was some absolute fucking rippers here. So let me go through a few of them. Old mate reckons they also need a built-in urinal, as trying to poke the little fella out the door and maintain a steady flow whilst laying down is a mission.
Yeah.
She makes a good point. Like, I'm thinking about making up like a tube with a funnel style setup to sort of clip and run down the flats. Cause like, you think about, if you were proper pissed up there, that's a mission. Pissing.
Yeah.
You know? So it's good. And also I'm thinking I should Velcro the bottom of me mattress for slight leans.
Oh yeah.
Like, so it's stuck in there, you know?
That's not a bad one.
These little tips, mate. These little tips, probably the Velcro strips, ticket to it. This next cunt, man, I proper laughed at this. Yeah, climbed out the wrong door and landed on the kitchen.
That's fucking great.
Fucking oath it is, man. Imagine being delirious. It's like the same zip and you just fucking put the legs out and land on your kitchen.
That's unreal.
Fuck.
That's what I was thinking about. Normally I would be pissed up in it and I'm like, I was setting up the tube and the funnel. I'm like, if I'm pissed, I'm either pissing the bed or just climbing my way out quickly.
Yeah, yeah. So that,
instead
of
trying to get on my knees and hold a funnel up to me.
So that was fun. Yeah, no, that is a good point.
But I just don't, yeah.
I don't know.
Most of the times I'll probably end up pissing it.
Probably.
On some of our trips we'll be on.
Just fucking hose it off, you reckon, hang it out in the sun.
Yeah.
This next bloke, this is fucking wild actually. Was a guy in the spinal unit in 2022, had a few too many, went to sleep in the rooftop tent and woke up to piss. Didn't realise he was on the roof and climbed straight out the door without noticing the height, comes straight down on his head. Don't forget to take a piss bottle up there with you. So our mate has come out blind, landed on his neck and done his spinal spinal injuries.
Cool.
From what this bloke has to say. Maybe that's a good idea, that just a big 2-litre-y bottle just to literally piss in and do it up and leave it in there.
Yeah.
Next one. Yeah, did Cape York last year, but I forgot a ladder for the whole 2 weeks. I had to parkour up on the back of the tray, up on the spare, and then into the tent. Not sure what was harder, doing it absolutely belted or trying to get back out to drain the main vine.
Oh,
yeah. Isn't that a mission? Parkouring off your sparey.
I definitely would have come up with a bucket or something.
Oh, I probably would have stopped at a Bunnings and got a fucking step ladder or something, eh?
Up the Cape, yeah.
It'd be a mission.
That's a good one for us to remember.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's good having that drawer that slides out at the back. I keep
mine doesn't fit in there. You'll have to show me.
Yeah, bros.
You'll have to show me, mate.
It only fits in one way and a certain way upside down. Like, there's 6 different ways you can try and put it in. Only one works.
Yeah, right.
So I'm lucky I must have nailed it the first time because I was losing my shit when I went to try and put it back in the next time. I'm like, cunt doesn't fit. I got it out of here. So, yeah, it's just you can – yeah, I'll show you, bro.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. This one, my fiance and I did a quick little tester trip and gave the little Jumbuck mini spit a good flogging. Cooked a mint spit roast porchetta, but apparently indulged a bit too much in the pork fat. And one night while cross-threaded and camping with the fiance, I woke up with the urge to squirt. And not from the front. I reckon I gave the Russian gymnastics team a solid run for their money as I managed to cartwheel down the ladder, throw off the tradie jocks, backflip a patch of bindies and scored a gum tree stick in the foot. Went back to bed naked, I think, and woke up sweating out the beers and remaining pork. Great times.
Two.
What I worry about is, you know those nights when you have a big one, right? I'm talking you go to bed and anything could happen. And when you wake up with the urge to spew or shit, when you're like, fuck, got a bit on, you got the cold sweats, you're fucking hallucinating, that's when you'd really fuck up. like zip out, undo the wrong zip or peel out, you know.
What I'm learning in my years, if I'm feeling like that, I'll sort of have a bit of a game plan that this could go downhill.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But it still happens rarely.
Yeah.
Where you'll just wake up throwing up.
Yeah, it's only it's a rare one, but.
That was actually 2 weeks ago, so I should probably fucking. Fuck. I was being a closet drunk.
Yeah. I think you just are one, mate.
Yeah. I like my own company.
Yeah, fucking earth.
I'm a social person.
Well, you're a good bloke to be around.
Yeah. Me, myself, and I think anyway.
Yeah, that's right. I agree. This bloke got a round of gastro from some rissoles I pilfered from the grey nomads next door.
Oh.
It was like a cat trying to bust through a screen door trying to find the way to the litter box.
Heck.
That's dramas. This is one of the biggest carry-ons I've seen. Makes me wish I got a smaller dog. Lifting his big furry ass up there sucks. That'll do me.
Yeah, I got no comment.
You're taking your dog out into the wilderness camping. Now, I'm assuming you're in Australia. If you're with grizzly bears and shit, I don't know. But you're lifting your dog up into your rooftop tent to sleep.
Yeah.
That's fucking, that is an absolute carry-on and I'm just not having it.
Like, I could, yeah, it wouldn't be for me anyway.
If it's a teacup poodle, like, and it's an inside dog and shit, whatever, not my thing, but it's yours. But he's talking a big-ass dog lifting it up into his rooftop tent. Wow.
Yeah, not for me.
No, that's just done me. So that's a carry-on. This bloke. Nice, simple, short one. Face first, into the dirt, 3 a.m., minus one, in the nude, completely misses steps.
Fuck yeah.
I'm just picturing, how funny would it be, right, if you're around the fire, do you know, with a couple of lads when it's like 3 a.m., you're the last ones there, you're that pissed, I think that's the only reason you're still in your chair because you can't be fucked getting to bed, and just hearing an almighty chaos happened behind you and turning around and here's some cunt just fucking
if buried. We fuck up, but won't we do proper damage because our awning is still set up?
Yeah, mate, yep. If you have the awning out, we'll collapse awnings and fucking all types of shit. We got that cut out at the back.
Yeah,
so as long as we use the right tool.
Yeah, but if you come fucking with a bit of heat, you can do some damage.
Yep. So next one, seen more than one bloke curl up at the bottom of the ladder because they were too pissed to climb in. That's fucking, I could see that, eh?
Yeah.
Just curling up in the cold at the bottom of the ladder instead of trying to make your way up. I could see you doing that. This bloke reckons, yeah, copy. I had a GU trial, 6-inch lift on 37s, had the ladder extension on the rooftop. I was absolutely cooked and got right to the top of the tent. Leant back as I was opening the zip, woke up at the bottom of the ladder in a pool of blood. Apparently, I swan dived off the top, landed on my head, and the boys were taking bets on whether I was alive or not. That's pretty full on.
Yeah.
It's a fair height. But yeah, so shout out to rooftop tents. If you have had a good fuck up, let us know because we're starting to unveil a bit of carnage here, guys, with the rooftops.
You have to be extra careful.
I don't know. I might have to wear a fucking a suit.
Crash helmet to bed.
Yeah, that's right. Wear a helmet to bed. Take your crayons up, mate. Get ready to go.
I was about to say like someone's sister, but then I stopped myself.
Good on you, mate. Good work.
It's good.
So, yeah, anyway, I thought that was a bit of a laugh, some of the comments there, so let us know if you got any. But, mate, cooking with Daddy.
Da-da-da-da-da, we're cooking with the D-A-D-D-Y.
Have you had any time to do any cooking, brother?
Oh, I did some poppers yesterday, mate.
Nice.
And I did bacon-wrapped pork sausages and me chicken ones that you have to try.
Yeah, good stuff. What sort of rubber you been using for your, or what's the mix that you've been doing for your poppers?
Yesterday I actually used that Coast and Smoke. I quite like that brand as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm pretty much Lane's Coast and Smoke, ton of Johnny Austin stuff.
Yeah.
And then a few things that we're sort of working on that I'm trying out too.
Yeah.
People have been asking already, and I'm just sort of going, oh, just empty ones.
Yeah, yeah, just a bit of a combination.
Just a bit of a combination of them all.
Can't give too much away. When you've fucking had, you love your flavour.
Yeah.
And love adding stuff. If there's anyone who knows what sort of herbs and spices go together, it's the Big Daddy.
Yeah, fucking oath. No, I've definitely got that in the bag. I went down to the bloke here at the Camping World thing the other day. He had that barbecue set up. Gee whiz, they got me head going. I'm going, oh, do what? We set up something at the new fucking shop?
What's that?
Daddy's fucking smokehouse.
Oh, well, mate.
Under a gazebo. Just mate, a gazebo in the car park, and people could come from like the port or something on their lunch break and come get some fucking shit.
Well, that's the most exciting part about having this new joint that we own. There's a lot of space there to be able to set up an outdoor cooking sort of thing.
I reckon it was a great little setup. Like he just had the pellet smokers there, the gazebo.
Yeah.
And then had his set menu, and then people come and bought stuff off him.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, like well, obviously mate, we got too much on, but I'm like, oh, if I could be there one day a week and already there. You'd make some right coin, I reckon.
Well, mate, if people could know, if they were in a town where they knew they could go and get a quick lunch, so think about a tradesman or something, if they could go get like a brisket box or something or something to eat quickly, fucking they'd be all over it.
Yeah, if craving a couple of jalapeno poppers or ribeye steak or something.
Fucking stop it. Airgood's hat smoker.
Yeah,
good luck getting you back to work, though.
Yeah, I was just like, imagine us back in our apprenticeship, we can go get a fucking brisket burger for fucking...
Yeah. Yeah,
smoker.
Oh, I'll keep it in Daddy's ideas. I reckon Cass will be pumped to hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. I was sitting there last night, right? Cooked up just a quick old curried sausages.
Yep.
Curried snags. Always been a bit of a staple, easy meal to sort of do. And it made me think, like, what are some of the, you reckon, staple, most popular Aussie meals? Like, do you know, I was thinking growing up we had spaghetti bolognese, curried snags, steak and veggies, and we commonly had Mexican, whether that be taco night or whether the corn chips, like nachos sort of thing. But what do yous reckon? I'm keen to do a bit of Googling.
Yeah, I reckon I'm locking in spag bol with you on top. The curried sausages, sadly, like they are good, but like I think they are a top.
I think it's just so easy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
surely there's like a roast Sunday roast.
Oh yeah, that's a pretty given, isn't it?
Yeah,
like 100%. A roast and veggies.
I think steak and veggies is pretty popular.
Potato bake probably be up there.
What do we got here, Quino? What
beef stroganoff?
Yeah, beef stroganoff.
Oh yeah, that's a curried. Yeah, fucking oath. Beef stroganoff, curried sausage. So go lasagna. To the number one. Go to the number one, Quino.
Oh, don't tell me. You, quiche.
Is this cunt? Who the fuck's done this?
Zucchini slice.
You reckon?
Is it?
Fuck off out of me face.
I tell you what, I did grow up on a bit of quiche, sadly.
Yeah, but I mean, if you think of an iconic Australian dinner growing up. Oh,
no way.
Cop a bit of quiche.
Shepherd's pie. See, I know a lot of families that grew up on this, but I didn't, eh?
No, I didn't. It wasn't a common one. I'd fucking drill it, though. Like, it's probably a good idea. It's like, it's pretty much savoury mince with some spud on top.
Yeah.
Isn't it? So that's fair. I'll cop that. I'm not copping quiche as the most popular.
Fried rice, yeah, I did grow up with a bit of like all-in fried rice.
Do you know what we
fridge cleaner? That's cool.
Do you know what we used to have it with?
The
we
pork
used to
rush.
Have it with the pork, pork
rashes.
Yeah, what are they called?
Pork spare ribs.
Sort of spare ribs.
Yeah,
spare ribs with fried rice.
Bang.
They used to be fucking a popular one. Beef strog. That's a
yep.
Agree with that. Quite curried snags. There it is. What we said.
Number three. Lasagna.
Lasagna, yeah. We weren't a big lasagna family, but I reckon a lot would be.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Carbonara.
Carbonara. Has spaghetti bolognese been here?
No.
I feel like it's way more, like, I reckon.
Oh, this is my worst time of year. I used to not talk. I was a very fussy kid. P&M soup, go and get fucked.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Good way to fuck me day.
Oh,
think
really?
Think I'm coming home for a bit of a roast dinner or something like that. No, you got P&M soup tonight.
Even now, you don't like it?
No.
Oh, bro, I love it.
No.
Go.
I like the idea of cooking it like the big old Christmas bone left over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And doing it, but like, yeah, no.
Go up, Quino. I think we missed one. Oh, yeah, no, we didn't. I honestly think spaghetti bolognese has been slept on here, and it should literally be...
There it is, isn't it?
Is it?
Oh, no, it's rice.
Savoury mince.
There's no way it's out of the top 10 popular dishes in Australia.
As if chili con ran. Is this the Australian one?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, top 50 old school Aussie dinners.
Get fucked.
Yeah, that whoever...
Give me another website quickly.
Yeah.
Because I reckon they were good, though, apart from the top quiche one. So put spaghetti bolognese at the top there.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. They're pretty
good. And then they're pretty good.
Let's have a look at this one.
What did I say then?
Nan's tuna mornay. Go and fuck yourself.
Right, what about the corned beef fritters? Surely they're on there. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry,
bang.
Sorry.
Yeah. We weren't big ones there, but I reckon it would be.
I've never seen them looking like that. They must put broccoli in them.
Apricot chicken.
Oh, it wasn't that'd come after P&M soup in my family, and I wouldn't eat for a week.
Go back to that other one, Quinn. I'm keen to see what they've got after the top 10, because I was liking it apart from their top pick. What were we up at 10?
Buttered chicken.
Oh,
savory mince number 10.
Yeah, savory mince. That's pretty fucking chicken and mushroom. All right, we're getting fancy now.
Is that it there?
14, oh, yeah. Number 14, spag bol.
Oh, that is, I think, swap that with the fritters. Swap that with the fucking
zucchini. Let's go up to 20. Let's go up to 20.
Right. Okay. Classic beef burger. Yep. Yeah, burgers. Tuna pasta bake. Fuck off.
There's roast. Fucking oath.
Traditional roast lamb. Yep.
Apricot chicken.
Yuck.
I think it would be pretty popular, but I'm not a big fan.
Fucking tuna.
Tuna mornay. Go and give yourself a dead set uppercut.
Yuck. Corned beef.
Yeah. Corned beef, yep. White sauce. Yeah. Corned beef, white sauce.
Fucking oath. Yeah.
Creamy garlic prawns.
There's your 20.
Mate, I'm pretty happy with that list, except for the top one. I think spaghetti bolognese. Do you reckon spag bogs are fucking...
It's iconic.
It's just
like
easy,
Italian,
mate.
Yeah.
Easy. Cook some mince, cut some onion up, fucking, you know, some pasta bush.
Bit of tomato sauce.
Bit of tomato sauce bush.
Surprised just like sausages and mashed potato isn't on there as a dish.
Bangers and mash.
Yeah, bangers and mash. Bro, steak and veg.
Dude, my fucking dad. Mum went away for 6 weeks when I was like 13. every night except for Friday would get fish and chips.
Yeah. Well, that's
sausages, mashed potato, peas.
Yeah, bro.
And he's like, because we lived on Scenic Highway in Lammermoor. And he's like, what's for dinner, Dad? Scenic Highway special.
That's beautiful. I remember.
Sounds like a fucking NASCAR driver. Take another left.
That's spot on, though, Quinn. I think sausages is a very big one.
Yeah.
Steak and veg, or any meat and veg. Like, it's just.
Fucking oath.
You know?
That's right. That's why I got me fuck vegan thongs on today.
Yeah, beautiful. Shouting out at the butts, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think they're pretty onto it with a lot of those things. It's just, that.
I'm looking forward to this week indulging in a bit of good food.
Clean food, but good food.
Clean food at the GC.
Yeah.
Oh, moo-moos.
Is there anything you're looking forward to?
I don't know. 19 on the Star, maybe? I don't know.
19 on the Star? I haven't even heard of that one.
That's the one above the Darling, in front of the casino there.
Yeah, cool.
Part of the thing.
Oh, well, hey, guys, and don't want to forget this time, TikTok Nutrition. So these guys have been with us for months.
Yep.
They've been rock solid, made sure we have all the right fuel. They've done a great job and have been a massive reason why myself and Quino and even Cam's dropped some weight. Yeah. And just when you're that hectic and you got that much on, not having to worry about prepping your meals and just quickly getting something shit goes a long way. And I think if you're serious about losing some weight and you're like, how the fuck do I even start? I'm telling you, try this for a while, and if you stick to it, you will lose weight, and it's as simple as that.
Yeah, agree more.
Mm. And it's funny because a lot of people, including Hummer, have been like, why the fuck have you lost weight if you're fighting a bloke, you know, that much ahead of you? But all I've done is try to get as fit and as healthy as I could and ready to box. You know? I don't think I possibly could have been fit and stayed at that size, you know. So anyway, keen as, but they've been a massive supporter of us leading into this fight night, and hopefully after it too, you know. Like, I think our lives are that hectic even after this that it's a very handy thing to have as that quick meal through the week that's good for you.
Definitely.
Yeah. So if you're keen to jump on the bandwagon or give it a go yourself, use the code Alpha at checkout for $20 off your first order over 10 meals. We got some good news in sport here, guys. Shout out to Pendulum. First one I have here. So in New Zealand, a ram was killed by police after elderly couple are found dead in a paddock at their new home near Auckland. In their home near Auckland.
In their 80s.
So go through a bit of this, Quino.
Ram is believed to have killed an elderly couple in NZ. Police shot and killed the ram when they arrived on the scene. Police are investigating and prepare a report for the coroner. Police in NZ have shot and killed a ram. Bodies of a woman and man were found at a property in, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that. A family spokesperson told News Hub their pair were in their 80s. Another party at the seas.
Oh, the bodies were discovered by the female victim's son.
Oh, that's hectic.
Oh, bro.
Another party at the scene suffered a minor injury after being attacked by this ram. Where's that?
The spokesperson.
Oh, yeah, by the female victim's son after family members failed to get in touch with her for a couple of days. That is sad.
Oh.
Heck.
So the ram's just gone nuts. Like, as in, it must have really kept going once they were on the ground and that. Because you'd think, like, after you get hit, you know, you might have a corked leg and busted ribs, but you could, like, lay in the fetal position at least leave you alone.
Yeah. 80 years old, you don't know what health issues they already had, so they might have.
That's wild, though, isn't it? A ram, a sheep, has just gone rogue and killed two people.
That is wild.
Fucking hectic stuff, man.
Wow.
That's sad.
Oh. Fucking
80 years old.
I wonder if that's the first death by ram.
Not by Dodge Ram, anyway.
Nah, there'd be a few of those. Death by ram sheep. Yeah, there it is.
Until 2019, there'd just been 11 reports of a human being killed by a ram worldwide.
So there's been 11 deaths by ram. Naughty little cunts.
Injuries from ram attack, like being hit by a car.
Oh man, the heads on. Have you seen some of those?
Too.
Have you seen some of those male rams get that run up and the sound they make?
Yeah,
fucking wild stuff. Remember that? I saw a. Actually, see if you can look it up. Cow versus sheep, they run at each other and the cow gets knocked out. Yeah, look at this.
Is it the
cow
first
versus
one?
Sheep duel? Yeah, if you're on Patreon, fucking check this out. If not, write it into YouTube. Cow versus sheep. Watch this, bro. Oh yeah, bro. You want some? Come on, get in there. Oh. Just drops it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, what is that, bro?
Just must have got it in the right spot.
Oh,
eh?
My.
Yeah, you just say, see, klutz, me.
Yeah.
You know, the vibe's going on there.
Wow.
Cow, much bigger than sheep. Sheep sleeps cow. I don't know. Is that
wowee?
Is that vibe?
That was fucking hectic.
That's wild, eh? So shout out to rams and their heads. Hard heads on rams. I've got a second one here, guys, and this is breaking news. The Loch Ness Monster. So NASA is being urged to help as new search begins for the Loch Ness Monster. Quino, what do we got?
A new search will place on the 90th anniversary of Sir Edward Mountain's expedition from 30th of May to 10th to the 2nd of June. NASA has been asked to help in a new search for the Loch Ness Monster. Loch Ness Centre has urged the space agency to lend its expertise in a fresh hunt for the legendary creature. Last year, one of the biggest searches of Loch Ness in the Highlands concluded with a hydrophone, capturing loud underwater noises and several potential sightings. You'd think they would have found the freaking thing by now, eh? Amy Todd from the Loch Ness Centre said, "We are hoping that Nessie hunters around the world will help us reach the people at NASA. We're hoping to reach for them through the power of social media. We're just hoping for their expert guidance to help with their ongoing quest to get
there." How deep is that spot for them?
See, go back. So we're talking Amy Todd.
Yep.
I've just got to give her a shout out here because obviously the Loch Ness Centre has started to not get as busy, so she's trying to invigorate,
bring back a bit of tourism,
search for Nessie.
Oh, Nessie.
But what I think is so smart about this whole thing and pretty wild is that I read this from, I think, the back end of this article. Despite the lack of conclusive evidence, the Loch Ness Monster remained popular and profitable. In the early 21st century, it thought that it contributed nearly $80 million annually to Scotland's economy.
Yeah.
So, like, even though it's a joke and everyone laughs, the tourism and the people there getting photos and doing all that, it would have done a lot for Scotland. Because other than that, what has Scotland got as, like, that they're known for? Obviously, the country's beautiful.
It's beautiful,
To go
the
over
castles
there
and stuff. Yeah. But, yeah, what
but
else?
But it'd add to their, for people going.
What else? Can we look that up?
Yeah, what else is Scotland sort of? Because, yeah, obviously the history and the country
and
stuff.
The bagpipes.
Yeah.
Aye.
Okay.
No undies. They're not known for undies.
Kilts. And royalty. Isn't the royal family come from Scotland?
I'm pretty sure my side of things go back there to old
Obviously, the beautiful landscape. As of here, oh goodness, I don't want a whole thingy.
No, yeah, I think it's just the country.
The
eh?
Country's the unreal, apparently, man. Mm. Yeah, it's beautiful, but
well, they, yeah, right.
Heritage, yep. History,
romantic heritage.
Mm.
Wow,
spend a night in a castle, sort of thing.
Castles, highlands,
Nessie. Mm. Haggis. Haggis.
Yeah, and of whiskey. Course, a lot of whiskey distilleries. Yeah,
let's go with whiskey.
Yeah. So whiskey, Loch Ness Monster bagpipes, and just countryside and castles.
And haggis.
Haggis. Mm. Yummy.
Sheep.
So off the back of this, I was thinking as another business venture, Cam, we can get the Awonga Dam Devil going.
Yep.
So we'll head out there and dress fucking Borrowdale up. So we'll get Borry dressed up as some fucking rogue creature and we'll go out the back of Awonga and get him frolicking. Start up the Awonga Dam Devil, pump it up. We'll start running boat tours looking for it. Do merch. It's all coming to me, Russ. House boat. Yeah, the Awonga Dam Devil tour. Come witness him and we'll just line Borry up out the flats. Fucking
pop in now and then.
Yeah. So that's my thought. But that's potentially exactly what's going on here.
Or they'll call him the Barrowman.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, the Barrowman.
The lost Barrowman.
So anyway. But, you know, like, what is it? Why is it that people don't believe the Loch Ness Monster's real? It's because they haven't seen it? Or they think it's weird to believe? Because if that's the case, religion blows me away.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, can I do mine? That Dubai flooding and look up cloud seeding. I want to know what the fuck cloud seeding is.
Yeah, so Dubai's underwater.
At the moment, yes.
Pretty much flooding, cloud seeding.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not going to give us what we want.
Seeding. Sounds like a weird sexual thing. Imagine if it turns out to be.
Do you want to define cloud seeding first? Should we do that?
Yeah.
Righto, let's do that, and then we'll have a look at the floods.
All right.
Because there's a few news articles saying it's not clouds. The cloud seeding is the dropping of crystals into clouds to cause rain. The Bureau have been using cloud seeding to increase rainfall and snowpack.
So it's actually a thing.
Yeah, so right. Cloud seeding is a weather modification technique that improves a cloud's ability to produce rain or snow by inducing tiny ice nuclei into certain types of the cloud.
Is that actually true?
Wow.
Because it sounds woo-woo as fuck to me.
Cloud seeding can be done from ground-based generators or aircraft. Cloud seeding research program primarily uses ground-based generators, which are designed and built by DRI, operated remotely, essentially just putting ice nuclei crystals into clouds. And they would
enhancing winter snowfall. So, like, to get snow going.
Let's get that going on fucking Mount McSarkum.
Mount McSarkum.
Put a few snowboard runs in. Show Tom this Dubai flooding. If he hasn't seen it. Have you not seen this?
Surely they have a good fucking drainage system if it's man-made too.
Look at the airport when you go down.
Hopefully they've got a few water planes. Holy fuck. What did they pump? Did they drop the whole load of crystals, did they?
Yeah. How many? Just see if there's a report on what's the actual damage and how much rain.
Yep.
Because you think being a purely man-made place, they would have.
Yeah, that's right.
Sort of.
Flooding last week illustrated how urban engineering is failing a major climate change test. Blah, 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 blah. More than 10 inches of rainfall in some places, roughly half of that level in Dubai. More frequent rain in recent years.
Like planes couldn't even take off.
Yeah, yeah. We have natural drain places that bring water directly to the aquifers and inside our water stocks, blah, blah, blah.
It's just sometimes those freak things just, you never plan to have that much rain, do you?
Nah.
Yeah. 10 inches of rain roughly through
Instagram had a lot better stuff, but that's right.
Roughly twice the United Arab Emirates yearly average.
That's fucking wild about those crystal things, though.
Yeah, well, apparently the rumor is that they had these cloud seeding trucks going in Dubai and now they're fucking paid for it, but that's just the woo-woo. Yeah. Kick it in.
That is crazy.
That is woo-woo-y. Very woo-woo-y.
Mm.
Oh, good stuff. Quinner.
Boys.
Boy.
Big news.
On the alien front.
Fucking oath there is. Someone posted this in Trendsetters. Shout out to you, bruh. Authorities attempt to seize alien mummy discovered in Peru with three fingers and toes, and this fella is shelving.
Yeah, it seems to be, it looks like one has died in the act of shelving.
Mm.
Wow.
Peruvian official, look at this. Looks pretty small.
I think
too.
They've just got in that Peruvian fucking cocaine and had a kid.
Just left it there. Peruvian officials have interrupted a press conference showcasing an alien mummy with three fingers and toes in an attempt to seize a specimen. The event was hosted by infamous UFOologist Jaime Mossan, who unveiled the alien mummy named Monsterat.
70-year-old.
Yeah, wow. But yeah, just having a look on this, look at this thing.
Looks pretty human-like.
Yeah.
It's got three long toes and three hands, though.
Yeah.
But people can make shit like that. Like, yeah. Nowadays, paper mache cunts will make something that looks like a yeah. mummy. You just don't know what.
Apparently, it's pregnant, too.
But it's definitely real, I think.
Mm.
You're only died giving birth.
Yeah, maybe.
That's how it's looking.
Oh.
Look at people just getting into their work here. Look at this setup. Like, right. Proper.
I stumble across mummies, like, that have, and on, like, scrolling sometimes. Fuck, it's wild.
I've seen a few in the British Museum when I was in London.
Did you?
As a kid. And fuck, you're like, oh, that's a real dead person just
yeah.
wrapped up.
Yeah. Pretty fucking wild.
Yeah, like the process of it. Mm. Yeah. Crazy.
Mm.
I'd love to get back over there and go through it properly at this age and actually, like, respect it a bit more.
Yes.
Were you younger when you went over?
Oh, like 12 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably 10.
Yeah. You retain a bit more info and stuff, yeah.
Just quickly, how good was Volk's Labouring video?
Yeah.
It just Aussie shows battler. You how good he is, eh? What a good cunt. Getting involved, having a bit of fun.
Seeing with all the trendsetters on the weekend at Meatstock as well.
Yeah.
Getting photos with them, so fucking.
Yeah, it's good to
love
see.
Love to get the legend on and do a cooking segment with him.
Fuck yeah, it'd be great. I still want to ask him why he gutted the whiting that time before he filtered them. That's the only question I got with him.
Was he cooking it whole?
Nah, as he filtered it or something and he gutted it first and I'm like, why, bro? Just fillet him. But it's cool to see what he does with his cooking. He loves it, doesn't he?
No, I'd love to get the Daddy legends Volk on. Need to join up.
Yeah, fucking oath. Daddy Volk. Just quickly too, on the boxing front, Haney versus Garcia. Holy fuck. That was wild to watch live, man. Did not expect that. Like the lead up, everyone thinking Garcia has fucking lost the plot. Was too worried about social media stuff than actually training. Obviously, he was fucking training.
Yeah.
The lead up, but the fight itself, mate, wild scenes. Like Garcia hitting him with that left. He just kept finding a home for that left hook and ended up getting him with some good. Look at that, boss. Dropped him. So that was in the first round. He landed a beauty on him. And then I think it may have been the seventh round where Garcia got a point taken off him. And, mate, I dead set reckon the ref had a fucking bet on Devin Haney because you look at Liam Wilson's stoppage the other day where he was still on his feet, just sort of not really throwing much back and the ref calls it. Haney was literally holding on for dear life, getting dragged around there, not having his feet. And I'm like, what's the fucking go?
Yeah.
You know? I reckon he should have had a point taken off for the amount he was grabbing him and shit like that. But anyway, it didn't matter because Garcia got awarded the fight. I just would have hated to see Haney get awarded that afterwards. But, mate, this is why I love fucking sport because shit like that happens. Everyone thought he's lost the plot. It can't happen. And then watching it live going, holy fuck, this is actually happening right now.
When's Jake Paul and fucking Mike?
Late July.
I don't know.
Is it after McGregor and that? I'm so excited for that. Are going to be some sort of upset like this?
July 20th.
But how? It's sort of evenly matched, isn't it? Because Mike Tyson's nearly 60 and Paul's like not like the highest level boxing athlete, but he's fit. So I'd be like, I don't know.
You reckon he'll just go the distance?
I'm hoping Mike tags him
and
knocks him out. But, I mean, I don't think there's like a prop. Like, man, Haney was Garcia was paying like $7 or something to win.
Win, fuck.
Where Tyson and Paul are going to be pretty
yeah, yeah,
pretty
yeah.
even and they're both training. It was just that publicity
fuck,
stuff
they would have made some money. Did. What do they do with the weight thing? Is it just go against his...
So, Haney lost the belts.
Yeah.
But I think they go vacant now. So, Garcia couldn't win him because he was 3 pounds over. Yeah. But Haney could lose
if
him.
If he dropped the beer, took his pants off...
And his shoes.
And his shoes.
He probably could have done it.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think he was just happy just to beat him. But, yeah, anyway, I think it was fucking wild. And apparently God did all of that too for both sides.
And Allah.
Yeah, so Jesus had a rock off with Allah and Jesus won. So shout out to Jesus for the win. And good work, my fella. If I get a win this weekend, I feel like being like, yeah, I just like to thank me and people who helped train because I did it.
Yeah.
Fucking oath I did.
But yeah, I just think after, like, he goes, y'all thought I was crazy? Bro, you was crazy. Nah, man, he's still crazy. He's still tripping. Fucking afterwards, he started going on about the kids thing and this and that, and I'm just like...
I reckon him and Bieber got fucked by Diddy. That's what's happened to him.
You reckon, allegedly?
Yeah. That's the truth, I reckon.
I just go, there's... Like, he's just... And with the kids thing, like, oh, if there's some movement there to help him, but he doesn't give any sort of clarification to what he's fucking talking about with any of the madness that he's going on with. So I just reckon he's still off his chops, but he can fight like fuck. But, yeah, it was a very entertaining fight. But I just reckon those are the sort of moments where that's what makes sport great. Anything can happen. You just don't know. And also I wanted to say make sure you go and support Benny Hussein. This Wednesday on the Nikita Zoo undercard, I think surely if Hussein gets the win, he's got to be next shot at Nikita or getting talked about. I see no limit in that, just dodging his name completely.
Why?
Don't know. They're probably trying to protect Nikita a little bit. Like, obviously the dude he's fighting can fight, but they're talking about Colin Mazudia fighting, like being in the talks to fight with Nikita, where Benjamin Hussein beat Colin Mazudia. So yeah. It's like, shouldn't he be the... Anyway, we'll see this weekend. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. All I can say is supporting Benny Hussein to get the job done, hopefully, and keep going with what he's planning to do. So make sure you go check that out. Righto, I've got a little clip here. Quino?
Yeah.
Play. Actually, I didn't even write down where this one's from.
I can say after we finish today.
Righto,
let's go.
How does one convince themselves that what they're doing and working on is worth it?
The question of worth it is reliant on an outcome. We don't make these things for an outcome. It's not the mindset to make something great. The outcome happens. You're making the best thing you can make. It's a devotional practice. Whatever happens after that happens. And that part that happens after it is completely out of your control. Putting any energy into that part that's out of your control, it's a waste of time. All it does is undermine your work. Your work is to make the best thing you can. So any thought you have about outcome undermines the whole thing.
I think that's bang on about starting things for the right reason.
Yeah.
So with the podcast thing, like heaps of people have messages, how can we get more views or how can we do this and that, or we're only getting such and such. I'm like, dude, you're doing it for the wrong reason.
Yeah,
that's just an example with us. Like, you got to start something for the right reason and enjoy what you're doing. That way it's a process that you enjoy building and growing and learning, and you're not so fucking fixated on how much money you're getting straight away or how much exposure, you know, which is just, he just sums it up perfectly then. Don't focus on the outcome. Make the best product you can and the outcome will be what it is.
Yep, 100%.
That's from Mindify on Instagram.
Yeah. No, sweet. Yeah, what else? You got anything, Cambo, there?
Nah, I'll leave mine today.
Yeah.
I've actually just been talking about drinking and carrying on. So mine was more opposite of that.
Yeah.
So I won't play it.
We can play it next week, Russ, because you'll be back.
I'll be back.
You'll be back. So I just thought we'd touch on some other events coming up, because obviously the sole focus has been on this fight night, right? And it's going to be gone this weekend. But yeah, we need to let you know that the hookup, we've mentioned it a fair few times now. We've shared the link on our stories and that. You can check out the hookup on, you know, social media or online on their website. But it is next weekend. So the following weekend from ours, we'll be there with the gazebo set up, selling lures, selling some merch, meet and greet people, come and say g'day over the whole weekend. Cam, you're going to be doing some cooking, Bruss?
Yep, I'll be doing some cooking. We're going to do some seafood up. So Yeah, ready for that.
Yeah, it'll be good, mate. It'll be a good local event that I'm keen to get around. So, yeah, if you haven't bought your tickets already, go check it out. There's heaps of awesome prizes to win this year. It's just a great, fun family event to come to. Or if you're just by yourself, come check it out. But we will be there for the weekend, getting stuck right into our work.
Yep. You got beef week up the week after. What else we got?
North Queen. So I want to give a shout out to Quentin. Put a video up the other day. So the North Queensland Elite Rodeo in August. We will be attending that. We love that event and can't wait to get up there in Townsville. We'll be getting Quentin on the blower soon, I think, when we get back to do a bit of an update for you guys about what the changes are this year. But there's some exciting stuff coming with us. Like, I think we're going to do a bit of a party on the hill on the Friday night, and I believe he's opening up some camping in that. But we'll get these updates confirmed with him when we talk to him. But, yeah, some fun stuff coming there. So
I've been to a lot of rodeos, and it beats any PBR or any other local one I've been to.
Fucking oath, man.
It blows it out of the water. So if you're into that, country music, partying, bull riding,
and actually and
roping, that you don't normally see at some of them.
The thing that steps it up from the rest for me, other rodeos, it's either you're full on the piss and you don't really get to watch much, or you watch heaps and you can't really drink where you can watch it well.
Yeah.
He's built this thing so it's like an arena around. So you're at an indie work while you're unrestricted viewing the rodeo.
Yeah,
and then it's a big party after. So I cannot hype this event up enough. North Queensland Elite Rodeo. Check it out. Get your tickets and keep your ears out for what's going on the Friday night, because we will be getting amongst our work on the hill.
We sure will.
So keep your eyes out there.
We'll be at Magic Round too.
Yeah, actually.
There's heaps of shit we'll be fucking at.
Yeah. Yeah, Magic Round's going to be copping a fucking hiding. So we'll be there as well. But, yeah, that's a bit of an update for you guys. The Trendsetters Group, I just wanted to say quickly to you guys that the amount of you that have got behind us with this event has been amazing.
Yep.
Like, you are the sole reason why we can do all of this shit. Like this event that we're putting on, selling out the convention centre at the Gold Coast. You guys already buying the pay-per-view, or going to buy it and support us, get together and have a good day. That's the whole reason we're doing all this. One, to test ourselves, obviously, but just to bring all you guys together. Like, the atmosphere in this joint's just going to be a heap of like-minded people supporting lads having a crack.
Yeah.
Which is what we've built this whole thing on. So cannot thank yous enough, because you're the sole reason why this is successful and why we're going to be able to continue to do fun events like this in the future. You know, it's not like after this fight night, it's not like we're just going to grab the money and run. Like, the profits from this, we want to put into better events and bigger events and stuff that interests our audience collectively. So very exciting times ahead. And you
just
guys
the fucking are, start.
Yeah, that's right. Learned a lot over the last few months.
Oh yeah.
So very keen. I got a little upbeat one here. So Red Dog, he shared this fucking song and he goes, I'm getting around this at the moment. And you know one of those songs where you hear it and you just think, oh, you're just going to cop an absolute pizzling in the car over the next few days, just flat out. Have a go at this. It's called Call It Love. I think it's on Spotify and that. What's it? Who sings it?
Felix Jahane and Ray Dog.
Yeah, so have a bit of a listen to this till past the first chorus. You guys good.
To fall into ya, make me wanna shout it out like a hallelujah. Cause times like these don't come and go. But two hearts in a billion, singing hallelujah. Hey, there's something in the air tonight, way up in the blaze of gold. Why don't we call it love?
Yeah, I just reckon she slaps.
Yeah, that's good, eh?
It's really making me keen for after the fight.
I'm jamming that in the playlist immediately.
Yeah. What's it called? Is it cool?
It's called Call It Love.
Oh, Call It Love.
Mm. I just think it's just a cruisy one. Got a nice beat to it. Not too, you know, crazy, but just thought I'd share it with the trendsetters. Really got into that.
But yeah, that's pretty much me today, guys. I got a joke to finish off, but yeah, just to cover the rest of it, you would have heard those details before. Fight night wise, yeah, can't wait to get in there and do me best. Same with these boys, and watch the other lads all come together. Like, what's impressed me the most is seeing all these other people who are in the same situation as us, probably a bit overweight, you know,
yeah,
not really doing too much, all have a red hot crack at it and test themselves. And like I said, no one walking out of that, once they walk in, is a loser on that night, man. Everyone's had a crack.
Fuck no. We get to go test ourselves, be entertain you guys and have a ripper weekend. So, fuck, let's get it.
Yeah, 100%. So make sure you go and give the old Alpha Events Co. a follow on Instagram to keep in touch with that, and go check out the YouTube channel for the live streaming. Yeah, and fucking, I want to hear yous in there.
Fucking hell.
I want to hear yous when we walk out. All I can say is my song... No, I need you to get involved when I'm walking out. That's
I'm christening the place, man, with you.
Yeah, Quino, christening the joint.
First one to walk out.
I'm going to be walking out with you just fucking pumped up myself going.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be good.
No, good stuff, guys. I can't wait to see yous all there who are coming. And if you're not, make sure you jump on the pay-per-view and fucking have a good look. You won't want to miss it. Right, now I've got a joke here. I want to give credit to Jimmy and Nath on Instagram. It was one of their callers. I think they're a radio show.
Yeah.
And I think, like we do with the trendsetters, they have calls and that.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those clips that was on there, so I didn't want to, you know. Guys, I'm fucking, it's from there, so chill out. I didn't write it. What's the difference between a G-spot and a golf ball?
You'll go look for a golf ball?
Yeah, a bloke will spend half an hour looking for a golf ball.
Yeah. Thought so.
Pretty accurate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, so that's me anyway, to finish off, guys. Like I said, I hope you have a ripper. Listen to the Trendsetter talk back, and we will see you, and you will be hearing from us on the other side.
Yes.
Woo! Let's go.
1. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.